The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com. Crazy Gene's here on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Hello, Gene. Now, when I say crazy, that's meant to be a, you know, we're just having fun.
No, it is a compliment, and I appreciate it.
Good. Just want to make sure you understand that one. Everyone has to have a nickname if you call enough overtime, all right?
Okay, so sounds good to me, Bill, and you can keep on doing it for as long as you'd like.
All right. So take it away, my friend. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just about this Greater Idaho idea.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going to pay our money to the state of Oregon property taxes and have the state of Oregon run our schools? Or is Idaho going to take over all those beans?
If there was, and this is a big if, all right, and I know that the state legislature in Idaho is openly in favor. They've opened the talks, and they're in favor of doing this. There's a lot that would have to happen, though. The Oregon state legislature would have to agree. The Idaho state legislature already agrees, you know, to this, and then Congress would have to agree. And all it is just a shifting of the border. And the people who have approved this so far, at least counties that are looking, are in eastern Oregon for the most part. They're already neighboring with Idaho. But yeah, if it were to go through, and there's a lot of moving parts to it, it's not something that's going to happen instantly. But the border would be moved by an act of Congress. And then instead of having your schools run by the Oregon Department of Education, you'd be run by the Idaho Department of Education or whatever they have. Or they actually may have a little more local control. I don't know what Oregon, but Idaho schools are like, though. But it would, in essence, just shift the boundary. And if you're within that boundary, there you are. That's how it works. Everything would be changed over time.
Yeah, well, that's what I was looking for. I don't want to give any more money to Portland. To Salem. I mean, all they do is waste it, and they're communists. But they do spend it on anything. It's something I don't like.
Okay, well, fair enough. But it's a high bar. It's been done before. In fact, that's how we end up having West Virginia, that was originally part of Virginia, et cetera. North Dakota, South Dakota, et cetera, et cetera. It used to be just the Dakota Territory, right? You know, those kind of things. And it would require a lot. There's a lot of it that would it stirs the imagination, because I can understand why Idaho would like this. Idaho would really love to be able to reach here into Southern Oregon, what's Southern Oregon right now, and go out to the coast, because then Idaho would no longer be landlocked. I think that's what they would be looking for long term if they could.
Yeah, it sounds good to me, as long as Oregon, the state of, doesn't get any more money from me.
Yeah, yeah. But a lot of devil in the details, though. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Crazy Gene. Stay crazy. 8 minutes after 8. Sometimes you have to be crazy just to be able to understand it all, right?
Rev up your engines, folks. American Rentier Garage is putting on the brakes this season, ending the high cost of vehicle repairs with their exclusive offer. Discounted Oregon e-deal certificates good for a whopping $75 off any service. Whether it's a routine checkup, oil change, brake repair, or full-on engine overhaul, trust the expert technicians to get the job done right. Visit OregonEDeals.com to snag your discounted certificate. Drive in. Save big. American Rentier Garage, across from Elmer's on Biddle.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority in post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
It's home show season. The next one for Johnson Builders will be Southern Oregon Home Show at the Jackson County Expo in early May. But you don't have to wait to get low home show pricing right now for any building you need. From a small shop to a huge riding area, residential or commercial, Johnson Builders is the leading authority on post and frame construction in the region. So get a quote on your project and take advantage of special home show pricing. Visit Johnson.builders.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
Hi, this is Kevin with Clouser Drilling. Early this year, Clouser Drilling reached a milestone, drilling past 1 million feet. That's the distance between Crater Lake and Redwood National Park. And on this beautiful drive, you would pass countless wells drilled by Clouser, including our very first well in Cave Junction, drilled in 1971. Thank you, Southern Oregon, for trusting Clouser to drill nearly 5,000 wells and counting. We're looking forward to the next million feet. Visit us at clouserdrilling.com.
Hi, it's Jason at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros. Now through April, purchase one of three styles of General G-Max High or Ultra High performance tires for your modern muscle car, sports car, or sporty coupe or sedan and get a Visa reward card in the mail. Or purchase four Ultimax tires for your passenger car or crossover and get $60 Visa reward card. The Ultimax is an all-season touring tire built for long-lasting, year-round use. Save on General tires for any of your cars you drive at Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros.
Thousands of TikTok users are claiming that, quote, the Jews or pro-Jewish forces are behind the move to shut the communist China app down. I'm Kim Commando with The Truth, brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. With anti-Semitism running amok, it was only a matter of time. Young TikTokers, most with no real knowledge about history and current affairs, claim that Jewish forces are responsible for congressional bills that would ban the Communist China app. The fact that United States intelligence sources rightly believe TikTok to be a national security threat doesn't matter, or that out of the 435 members of Congress, Pew Research says that 94% are not Jews. Think about this for a moment. Communist China has already encouraged TikTokers to call and write to Congress to leave TikTok alone. Has anyone considered that perhaps China is spreading the Jewish conspiracy theory too? Get tech smarts with my free newsletter. Sign up at getkim.com.
Does it make sense that the same company who controls half of all online retail also passively eavesdrops on your private conversations at home? What about the idea that a single company controls 90% of internet searches, runs your email service, and gets to track everything you do on your smartphone? Big tech is powerful, and they profit by exploiting your personal data. It's time to put a layer of protection between your online activity and those tech juggernauts. When you run ExpressVPN on your device, the software hides your IP address, making your activity harder to trace and sell to advertisers. ExpressVPN also encrypts all your internet data to keep you safe from hackers without slowing your connection. Just download the app on your phone or computer, tap one button, and you're protected. Go to expressvpn.com/Kim to get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Kim to get 3 extra months for free. That address again, expressvpn.com/Kim.
Nominations are open for this year's Bi-Coastal Media Best of Southern Oregon contest. Nominate and support your favorite businesses now through April 3rd at bestofsouthernoregon.com. There's nearly 200 categories to nominate all your favorite suppliers of goods and services. Whether it's activities and entertainment, business services, home and garden, shopping and more, there's a category to nominate all of your favorites. So visit bestofsouthernoregon.com today. Nominations close Wednesday, April 3rd at 5 p.m.
The Bill Myers Show, 106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD.
Captain William E. Simpson standing by here in just a moment because Lauren is calling on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, and he has a pebble in your shoe. What's bugging you, Lauren? Go ahead.
Okay. Yesterday, I spent 5 hours at Asante Hospital with a couple in their 90s, taking care of them as one of their pastors. But I discovered that the lady dropped her husband off at the door. They brought him in a wheelchair. She had to go out and find a parking space in the beautiful new parking lot and then walk all the way in with her cane. And it just bugged me so much that I ended up staying an extra hour so that I could take her out to her car in a wheelchair. And they've done away with where they used to park your car and then.
Did they get rid of the concierge service?
They definitely have it. They do have a young man who gets up anytime you pull up into their driveway. He'll come out and help you get into a wheelchair. But then you got to go park out there. And this lady, 93 years old, her husband's 95. And it just drove me crazy to think that she was going to have to walk out there after being there again. I was there for 5 hours waiting for them to get a
new. Yeah, it always seems like it's a policy designed to make some 90-year-olds drop, right?
Maybe, hate to put it that way. Older people.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, that's a good pebble in your shoe. Thanks for sharing it. I didn't realize that they got rid of that concierge with the new the new parking prison, nearby.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me know. Wow. Boy, that would be a long walk. No problem for me, but I can imagine being in your 90s. That would be rough. Whew, man. Let's go to Captain William E. Simpson. Wild Horse Fire Brigade, we know him best as. And, of course, you also are a reality star there, too. But in reality, you're down, what, by the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors meeting? It's about to start at 9. Isn't that the story there, Bill? Welcome back.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, I'm here down here at the Siskiyou County Courthouse, and we're getting ready for the Board of Supervisors to start talking about the agenda today, which will include a emergency proclamation declaring an emergency in the county. You know, we're the reality here, Bill, is we are literally under attack by eco-terrorists, and they've hijacked the tribal cultural traditions for their purposes. They've hijacked some of the government agency fiefdoms. They've leveraged those people, incentivized various people and parties to go along with this eco-terrorism. And the thing is it's destabilizing our county and its economy.
Could you explain how it is destabilizing the county and why not much has been said about it until now? Maybe you could give me your opinion on that.
Well, it's pretty, I mean, it's obvious to almost everybody who's down here. When you lose a massive recreational site, I mean, you know, this river has been a drawing card for this county for a very long time. And the lakes provide all kinds of recreation, water skiing, fishing, boating, sailing. People would stay in the town, frequent the restaurants, the gas stations, the markets, the RV parks on the way up to the lake. Fishermen would come from around the United States to fish in the Klamath River, which is now completely dead. I mean, one of the there's a guide on the river here who he did a video. It's on Siskiyou News. You can go watch it. He's a river guide for 50 years on the Klamath River, and he tried to take his drift boats down the same spot he's been drifting for 50 years. It's completely filled in with mud. All the refugia, the deep holes where salmon and they call them fishing holes, mm-hmm. some of which are, you know, 8, 10, 12 feet deep, are completely filled up with sticky clay. And, you know, when you look at what KRRC is doing, this is a bum's rush ecotourist attack on our county. And, you know, they went against the constitutional rights of the public here. They basically disregarded the referendum where almost 80-some percent of the people, I think it was 87%, said no to dam removal. They didn't care about that. And what they've done here is they've literally just damaged our economy now. And I don't know how we're going to come out of this tailspin because it also affects property value. You know, when you look at the loss of the economy, the loss of jobs, the properties on and around the river are now disparaged because of what's happened here. It's a disaster. It really is a disaster. And this is, in fact, if we go back and we look at history, the enemies, when they're fighting wars, what do they do to each other? The first thing you do is you take out their dams, which takes out their power, which also eliminates their water.
And then you have the mud left over, which is almost the equivalent of salting the earth of the economy, really.
Well, it's worse than that, Bill. I mean, we've killed the river. They let down. According to Mark Bransom, you know, the chief operator for KRRC.
And by the way, every time we hear something from the KRRC people, it's always that, well, we anticipated this happening. Like, we knew this was going to happen. Oh, so you knew you were going to destroy Siskiyou County. Wonderful.
Right.
Good to know.
Well, the other thing they're experts at doing is if you ask them a question that would shine some sort of a undesirable light on what they've done and the result of it, they just simply say, and they know the answer to the question, they simply say, I don't know, I have to get back to you, and then they never get back to you. Hmm. You know, they misrepresent, they underrepresent the impact, they candy coat. There needs to be criminal action against these people because this is not going according to plan. In fact, it's going the opposite of according to plan. And the thing is the remaining sediment, they only let about 5 million cubic yards down. There's at least 15 million cubic yards of polluted sediment left, and that's according to all the science. Everybody, even the EPA, considers when you have clay particles, and oh, by the way, GEC, Gethardt Engineering Consulting in Seattle, did a study on sediment in 2006, and these guys looked at all the other data, and they said there's 20 20.4 million cubic yards of clay. They say the consistency of the sediment, according to them, and they're the experts, is 87% clay. And the clay that's in the river bottoms, or the lake bottoms, I should say, is heavy in iron. And that's why that clay is black. Because, you know, the red clay that we have up on the banks and up in the field is clay that's been oxidized. So it's not as dense, or the iron in that clay is not as dense, okay? Mm-hmm. That's why it's red clay. The black clay has unoxidized iron. It's very dense. It goes down, it sinks, it sticks. And it doesn't move. And that's why that river guide, when you look at that video, they're like, holy smokes, that stuff doesn't move. It just goes to the bottom and it just goes glunk and it's sticky and gumpy and it doesn't move.
All right. So let's take everything at face value here right now, Captain Bill. Captain William E. Simpson with me right now. And on the agenda is an emergency declaration from the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors. Now, have you seen a copy of it, or do you know anything about it? Have you heard anything about what this might do? And do you know if there's an ask in there? An ask. I mean, you can say, all right, you declare an emergency. Then what?
Right. No, there's an ask in there. Looking at, and I do have a copy. It's at their website. You can take a look at it.
Oh, but, okay.
Basically, what it does, the resolutions you know, they're forwarding. There's a whole bunch of whereases. There's a couple of pages of whereases describing some of the issues. Not all of them, but some of them. Most of them, I would say. And then at the end, they talk about that this has to go to a copy of this declaration shall be forwarded to the Secretary of the Governor's Office of Emergency Services, which is Cal OES, mm-hmm. with a request that the Secretary of Cal OES confirm a Secretary's concurrence. And be it further resolved that a copy of the declaration shall be forwarded to the governor of California with a request that he proclaim the county of Siskiyou to be in a state of emergency and make any available federal and state assistance for recovery from this disaster. And so the thing is this. Okay, there's probably 15 million cubic yards of polluted sediment, and it's polluted according to EPA reg. Polluted sediment. Remaining up there. The first flood we get, let's say it's in 5 years, and we spend another $500 million restoring the fishery, and maybe even some salmon are in the river. First flood that comes down that valley with the little Mickey Mouse plantings and grass will scour, that's a canyon, Ward's Canyon, mm-hmm. where those lakes were. It will scour that canyon floor and carry down that 15 million metric yards. And this time, there'll be even more heavy metals, because heavy metals sink to the lowest layers of the sediment. That's why they call them heavy metals. They have a high specific gravity. So we haven't seen the worst of it yet. And these guys want to leave us with a ticking time bomb, with an economy that's devastated from what they've already done. That will be it for us. If that stuff comes down the river, let's say in 3 or 4 or 5 years from now during a flood, that's it. I mean, I don't know how we can come back from that. That has got to go. That sediment has got to go, period.
All right, so is there a specific act, or ask rather, in the emergency declaration? I'm on the Board of Supervisors website here right now. There's a whole lot of different agendas. I'm trying to find out which one it is. It's a lot of consent agendas here
right.
in this.
You got to go to the left column. There's a bunch of blue stuff in a stack, and you click on today's date.
Yeah, I did.
And,
I'm on it.
And then you scroll down the consent agenda. And it's about halfway down, you're going to find something about the dam. And then when you click on that, you look over in the right-hand column, and there's the documents to support that agenda item. And you'll see that there's, I think it's item number 2, is the proclamation.
Here, got it. County Administrator, found it. Yeah, there's just a bunch in there. Boy, there's a lot in there. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, my question here, does the emergency declaration, if they approve it, and I hope they do, does it demand or does it request the state to dig out the toxic sediment and move it along?
Well, no, that'll be the next step. First of all, we have to get an emergency declared here that we're in deep trouble. We need help. I mean, this is like we're going down for the third time. You better throw us the life ring, mm-hmm. or we're not going to make it. And so then the next step is to, you know, have these people come into question about, look, you know, you're no more candy coating what this sediment's about. It's got to go. And we're going to have the county make some demands under the terms of that emergency. They're going to have to send EPA in here and look at the sediment and understand that we have floods periodically here. And there's no way. I mean, all of us have seen the trees and the boulders and the farmhouses going down the river here before in wide valleys during the flood. Okay. Yeah. It strips off cover crops and soil. When the flood goes through that canyon, it will scour it. All 15 million yards of heavy metals and polluted clay, and it's 87% clay, according to the Gethardt Engineering, okay, will go down the river, and that stuff will be distributed, all the heavy metals, the water quality will take a real...
Well, what you're talking about is common sense. I don't think you need an engineering degree to even understand that, Captain Bill.
No, you don't.
All right.
And it's pretty simple. You know, those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. We already just saw what 5 million yards does. Now imagine what 3 times that amount will do.
And some people are thinking it may be 4 or 5 times that, maybe a little bit of an underestimate there. All right. Now, is this something where people comment before they do they structure the meeting where you comment before they get a chance to vote on this emergency declaration or not?
Right. Yeah, there will be public comment at the very beginning of the session. That's when they usually have it. And then down on the agenda, then you can also comment during the actual agenda item on that specific item. So, yeah, there will be people here who have suffered the result. You know, river people. We're all river people, by the way. We're not like city people making, you know, pot shots from 1,000 miles away like a lot of these eco-terrorists are.
You know something, Bill? That brings up something that we're always hearing from the gangrene, as I term them, the gangrene community, the gangrene rackets, if you want to call it, the people that are pushing the ideology. And they always talk about wanting Southern Oregon and Northern California to be, you know, sustainable tourism. How many times have you heard that term, right? Sustainable tourism. How do you have sustainable tourism and an ecotourism there when you have essentially destroyed the river under the guise guise of restoring it? How do you do that?
It's an oxymoron. And let me tell you something about indigenous wisdom. Okay, here's a bright light bulb in the room. When ABC News Channel 10 was up here interviewing me for a couple hours, we were over at Jenny Creek where they're dumping all that sediment in with all the excavators in the background, and standing right next to the producer, the cameraman, and I during my interview was a man with dressed like a supervisor there. He had the reflective vest, he had the white hat with the decals, all that. He listened to the whole interview, and at the end he stepped forward and he says, you know, I agree with everything that Bill said. And the producer from ABC says, well, who are you? He was a Klamath Indian, okay, a member of the Klamath tribe, and he's there. He's a cultural observer to make sure that no remains are displaced.
Yeah, they find a grave
He said, I absolutely agree. So that sediment has got to go. He said, there's no way you can leave that and expect this river to recover. He says, it's got to go.
That's the reason why it was supposed to have been dredged in the first place.
Right. And so the producer was just his antenna went all the way up because this is complete validation by a tribal person who understands what's going on, agreeing with my position that it's got to go. See, the thing is they've hijacked these guys at KRC and their American Rivers people have hijacked the American tribal culture. They've hijacked it for their purposes. I would bet you if you talk to most of the average indigenous peoples who aren't in the hierarchy that are incentivized, they would tell you that the river's dead now, that they're suffering, their wells stink. You know, you look at what's going on downriver. Their wells stink. The crabs on the beach are dead. Crabs are dead.
Yeah.
You know, they eat garbage. The clams are dead. The crawdads are dead. You go look at that drift boat video on Siskiyou News from that 50-year river guide. The beaches are covered with dead crawdads. Those are the last things to die in a polluted river. They can just about take anything, and they're all dead. I mean, and they want to leave the ticking time bomb on this county after they just devastated us.
Yeah, and that was just with about 1/3 of what they think's there. All right. Yeah. So I guess after 9 o'clock, we'll find out. Maybe by 11 o'clock or so this morning, we'll find out whether they're going to go and move forward with a declaration, and then the race begins, right? And we'll see what the state of California has to say.
Well, then the next step, then everybody's got to get together because we need this river to be restored. Absolutely need it to be restored, and that sediment has got to go.
Now, are you aware of Dave Everest, you know, Miner Dave, had called earlier this morning and said there's going to be a community meeting tomorrow with a bunch of attorneys involved with this. Are you aware of that or involved in that in any way?
Right. I've been invited to that. That's a great big firm that's been kicking butt. I mean, they've won billions of dollars already. They're a big class action law firm out of New York. They got offices in L.A., you know, a couple hundred lawyers. They're you know, these guys are serious dudes. And they're flying in from New York to Copco Village, believe it or not. That's how much they think that's how big the case is to them. Hmm. They're flying in from New York, and they're going to spend all this time to get up there into the mountains to meet with these people from New York. And so, hey, the pain is coming. And KRRC, they think they're hidden behind their little corporate veil. Well, guess what? If these guys are experts at crushing people like that, that misrepresent and take advantage of communities.
Well, this whole thing, in my opinion, has been fraudulently presented to the people right from the start. And you know, common sense said that they were not going to be able to do what they claimed. It's pretty obvious that they're not able to do what they're claiming. Oh, they're able to blow up the dam. All right. But they're not able to really protect the environment. They haven't done so far. All right. So I'll tell you what, you keep in touch there. Let me know a little bit later. Maybe give me a call. Tell me how the meeting plays out, okay? All right?
I will, and I appreciate the time, Bill.
All right. Always happy to, Bill. You take care.
All right. Thank you.
Captain William E. Simpson, founder of the Wild Horse Fire Brigade, of course, and a naturalist and friend of the show. He's been on several times talking about such matters. It's 8:32. KMED, KCMD is where you are. Appreciate you being here, getting informed, waking up. This is the Bill Myers Show.
At Fontana Roofing, their roof replacement teams give homeowners honest advice every day. Let's check in and see what's new.
Did you see the relief on that homeowner's face with the good news that her roof had another 5 years of life left in it?
Yeah, she was pleased as punch. The bad news is that Nerf football I found up there has seen better days.
Indeed, but the good news is there's still enough granules to reflect light and heat away from the roof, preserving for now the asphalt underneath.
And the bad news is excessive UV rays and weather on that southern exposure makes those pebbles wear out faster and the wood sheeting could be eventually compromised.
And the good news is it's lunchtime and I've got coupons for tacos.
And the bad news is that I left my wallet at home.
That's not news.
Fontana Roofing is your local expert on residential re-roofs. Get an accurate news report on your roof today. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
This is Insurance Agent A.
Hey.
He sells for one company only.
It's the absolute best.
To my right, an exemplary insurance agent, an independent, which means...
I can help you research multiple insurance plans, giving you a much better look at who actually has the better coverage.
Well, that's not fair.
That's not what our customers say.
Well, I can't compete with that.
Home, auto, health, life. Sky Park Insurance is your local independent agency that shops for the best coverage for less. Steve makes insurance easy.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Zillow. I used to spend a lot of time on Zillow because I'm fascinated with real estate. I'm obsessed with it. Under Trump, a household income of $59,000 a year would comfortably afford the monthly mortgage on a typical U.S. home. Under Biden, that number is now $106,000. Biden's taken a wrecking ball to America's housing market. There's a good piece out in the New York Post about that today. Fox Business points out gas prices about to soar again. National average going up, headed back to $4 a gallon. Never got to $3 a gallon nationally under Trump.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
More than 200 fire department jurisdictions trust the Knox Entry System to provide secure access to buildings, elevators, and control rooms when seconds matter. Now businesses, schools, airports, several industrial applications are also using Knox Entry to manage controlled access and authorize service activity for critical assets. Now Knox Entry allows you to develop a customized access strategy complete with an audit trail, and rapid flexibility. Just go to Knox.com for more information. That's KNOX.com.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD, and this is the Bill Myers Show.
We had a lot of heavy-duty talk this morning on some pretty serious stuff. We need a palate cleanser, and that would be the dad joke of the day. Dad joke is sponsored by Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way off Sage Road in Medford. And if you have a great dad joke, submit it on twodogsfab.com and email it to them. Maybe we'll get a chance to hear it on my show, okay? And they have a great sense of humor. They really do. Two Dogs Fabricating, your local dealer for Iron Bull trailers made by Northstar. Plus, they have a new line of Northstar trailers and Delco trailers, too. They will transform your truck and trailer into the ultimate work rig. And if you need some metal fabrication, you want to talk to Two Dogs Fabrication, all right? Kind of some hangovers here. Bob and Mary Hayworth end up contributing these for St. Patrick's Day. And I just love these things. What's the best decade of an Irishman's life? Third grade. And what do you call an Irishman bouncing off the walls? Ricochet. Thank you, Bob and Mary. Love it. We can always use a good laugh. What are some other ones here? I knew this one here, Bob. What's Irish and sits outside all day? Why, that would be patio furniture, too. It's 836.
Siskiyou Pump Service focuses on customers getting fresh, clean water from field to tap. Here's a recent review from Jennifer from Lark's Petals and Stem, a local flower farm.
Their knowledge of cost-effective watering systems saved us a ton of money for our cut flower operations. They have friendly service and are community-oriented partners. It's nice to have a local family business helping our local family business. Thank you so much, Siskiyou Pump Service.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
When the wind blows and storms roll through, do you get worried? Hi, this is Jeff with Quality Tree Service. If you answered yes, you may have a dangerous tree that could come down and cause property damage or worse. Call us and we'll inspect your trees and provide a no-obligation quote. If removal is necessary, we specialize in low impact. At Quality Tree Service, we love trees, but they shouldn't be keeping you up at night. We also offer senior and military discounts. Visit us at QualityTreeServiceMedford.com.
News sponsored by Valley View Nursery, your only nursery with online pricing. Visit valleyviewnursery.com. They're closer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Serna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Grants Pass City Council could soon regulate services given at the city's public parks by overriding the mayor. We told you late last week that Grants Pass Mayor Sarah Bristol was going to veto the recently passed humanitarian service ordinance. The ordinance would force anyone planning to give out food, clothing, or other services at public parks to register with the city of Grants Pass. That would include a fee. Mayor Bristol said last week that the ordinance could open the door to a lawsuit against the city and would also be a burden to law enforcement. Now, council will vote whether or not to override the mayor's veto at the next council meeting Wednesday evening. It will take place at 101 Northwest A Street, Wednesday, March 20th at 6 p.m. Then Monday, North Medford High School astronomy students got a special visit from an astronomer that worked for NASA. North Medford High School is Oregon's only high school with a planetarium, and it's where Dr. Jessica Sutter, an assistant professor at Whitman College in Washington, shared her astronomy work with students. Dr. Sutter specializes in taking pictures of forming galaxies using one of the most advanced telescopes in the world, the James Webb Space Telescope. Dr. Sutter will also have a presentation open to the public today at 7 p.m. for free. It'll be at North Medford High School's Planetarium Room. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC5 News, I'm Natalie Serna. Have a great day.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is brought to you by Johnson Builders, Southern Oregon's leading authority on post-frame and steel buildings for over 20 years.
The Row Gardener is sponsored by Grange Co-op, and if you want to go organic, hey, that's great. However,
see, organic fertilizers are not ready to use by the plant. They have to be worked on by soil bacteria to break them down into a usable form. It has to be in contact with the soil, and better if it's a couple, you know, an inch or two down.
Call the Row Gardener live Saturdays 10 to noon and catch the Sunday morning encore at 9 on 106.3 KMED and 99.3 KCMD.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
Man, you get your cable bill, your phone bills, and everything else, and you're going, man, I'm just getting hosed. Well, we don't want you to get hosed. We want you to be saving money, all right? And this is why we have Open for Business with Charisse from No Wires Now. Charisse, great to have you back there. What kind of a deal are you offering right now between dish and phone and everything else? Tell me what you got going on.
Good morning, everybody. Okay, I'm here to save you money, no matter what you have. I know I can beat the price. If you've got cell phone service and you're paying AT&T $50, $75 a line, I can help you get your AT&T to $25 a line.
It's pretty good.
If you have Spectrum, I can help you lower the internet, the TV bills. I can help you lower the cell phone bills. They have a really awesome deal where it's $29.99 per line, unlimited talk, text, and data through the Verizon network. They're the best, even better than U.S. Cellular. I guarantee it. I had U.S. Cellular for years, and Verizon beats the coverage. And you get the second line free for 12 months. So $30 for two lines. You can't beat that price.
And to find out if this can work for you, what you got to do is you just get in touch with Charisse. You can call or text message her right now if you want it. In fact, we can keep talking even as your text messages come in, right? No problem with that? Right?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
All right. Yeah.
Send me a picture of your bill.
Yeah. 541-680-5875. And of course, I'm going to do, you know, the legal stuff, restrictions apply. Call Charisse for the details and the internet and phone not provided by Dish. You know, these kind of things as we talk about this, because we're going to talk a lot about Dish, too, because Dish is also saving a lot of money. You convert people over to Dish. You take the old equipment back to the cable or whatever. Tell us how you do it. Just give us your spiel. OK,
so you give me a call. You tell me how much your cable bill is. $250 for everything. I switch you to Dish. I get you way better equipment, way better customer service, of course. And then I help you take your old equipment back. Then I cancel the TV service. And then I help you lower the cable internet bill. I've gotten some people's cable internet bill to $39.99.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah, and a lot of people are upset because they lost that $30 discount with the ACP, which... You know, you can come talk to me. We can maybe figure something out.
Is that the senior citizen? Is that the senior citizen discount?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the government got rid of that in April. In April is the last month.
Okay. So you can't get it right now, or it was just a temporary discount? I don't understand that.
Well, you know, they did. I want to say they did the discount for like 3 or 4 years.
Oh.
But it took me a year or two to catch on to it. I didn't realize that I could really like help a lot of people. And then when I realized it, you know, about a year ago or so, I found out recently that the government stopped that ACP discount. So there are other options. You know, there's a $29.99 deal right now, too, with Spectrum. So that's a good deal.
And the thing is, you do the negotiation. What I really appreciate about what you do, locally owned and operated company here, No Wires Now, nowiresnow.com, and it's over on Biddle Road in Medford, but you serve all over Southern Oregon, right? Southern Oregon, Northern California, you help out wherever you can help people,
All of Oregon, Northern California. If you guys have DirecTV and you've had it for a while, this is a great time to switch to Dish. You'll get a $300 gift card. I'll help you cancel it. I'll help you send your equipment back. Dish has got way better equipment than Direct. Direct is really outdated, so that's something to keep in mind.
I'm a big fan of the Hopper, by the way. Big fan of the Hopper, like the talking remote VCR or DVR, rather.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. Do all that.
Especially for people that are hard to see, you know, you can't see very well, but you can hear. The talking remote's great because you can say Fox News.
Yeah, well, I like that part about it, too, because a lot of times I'll forget what the channel number is because there's so many, right? So, okay.
Yeah.
Which one is it? Channel 4050 or whatever it is. Boom. You know, there it goes.
Right.
Okay, it may not be that many.
Five?
It may not be that many that many channels, but sometimes it seems that way. And the thing is, your hubby does the installation. It's a family-owned, operated business, and you go all over, mm-hmm. and you take care of it, but people have to become your client. That's all. You can't help them. We're here to help you at home. Well, help. Let Charisse help you. Okay, help her. Help you. You know, that kind of thing.
Don't call a 1-800 number and call another country. I'm right here locally. I'm going to spoil you rotten. I call it the Bill Meyer VIP treatment. If you hear me on the radio, I'm going to give you the VIP treatment.
Hey, my name's worth something somewhere then. That's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to waive the processing fee, which is $50. And then I'm going to, if you mention that you heard me on the radio till the end of the month, I'm going to give you a $100 Visa gift card too, just to throw in there if you get Dish. And if you're getting the $500 one in the mail, heck, that's $600 right there you just got for switching.
You can actually take those Dish gift cards that come in the mail for some people, and you can work it, and you get that local service and help too. All right. Call or text
there
message.
You get it. Yep. Yep.
541-680-5875, 680-5875. Internet service, I know because you're doing Starlink, you now offer Starlink for people maybe out of town. Mm-hmm. And what is the Jupiter 3? What is that?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. So the Jupiter 3 is the new HughesNet. Mm-hmm. If you have Viasat or if you have the old HughesNet, contact me. I'll upgrade you to the new system and I'll lower the bill.
Good.
Okay, so I can help you lower your satellite internet bills. We install Starlink if you want the best. Starlink is the best, but they're the most expensive. So we do help you install the Starlink. And, yeah, bring in your bills, your cell phone bills, your TV bills, whatever you got. It doesn't hurt. It's free. Free consultation to talk to you.
All right. Very good. That's great. And I just wanted to let people know that people call me and write me all the time. They're asking for your information. I'll give it to you. And the customer experience is pretty darn good. You're working your tail off, and it's very helpful, okay? So it's No Wires Now, nowiresnow.com, 541-680-5875. And like I said, restrictions apply. Call for the details on all this. Internet and phone not provided by Dish. But see if Charisse can get you all hooked up and then have your hubby go out there and service it and do all these other great things, okay? Thanks so much for being on Open for Business, Charisse, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
Is there anything else we missed, though? I just want to make sure I covered it all.
You know, if you just have cable internet, call me for that. I'll help you lower that, too.
Okay.
I mean, if you don't have TV, it's okay. You can call me if you need me to lower the internet.
Yeah.
And cell phone bills, bring them in.
All right. And cable internet. Okay. You see what happens is that the people there over at the Spectrum and everywhere else, they're terrified of Charisse. And, you know, they just say, okay, fine.
actually, Spectrum called me the other day and they told me I was their number one retailer in the whole United States.
No kidding.
And I was like, oh, how many? Yeah, I go, oh, how many do you have? Like 20? And they're like 600. And I'm number one. So I'm like, woohoo!
Well,
we're in a little town.
In other words, you work whatever's best for your client here. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course.
So be a client today.
All right.
Thanks, Charisse.
Thanks, Bill.
541-680-5875. Open phones here now for the rest of Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Go ahead and jump on it. 770-5633-770-KMED. Anything that's on your mind. You can kick it around. Could be serious or not so serious. This is seriously good.
Artisan Bakery Cafe is your go-to for all things delicious. Pastries and espresso bar beverages for all seasons and for all reasons. Amazing March features include delicious taste sensations like their Irish soda bread, chocolate Guinness cupcakes with Irish cream frosting, paired with a delicious Irish cream brevet or a peppermint patty mocha. So many treats just waiting for you. Perfect for that office party, gathering, or special event. Get to know the family at 1325 Center Drive across from South Fred Meyer or visit Artisan Bakery. BakeryMedford.com.
If you're going on a spring road trip, click on the travel report on KMED.com. We have changing road conditions, road cams, and gas prices throughout the region. Be prepared with the travel report on KMED.com. Sponsored by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Hi, it's John at Welburn's Weapons. The only thing better than shooting is shooting with a suppressor. Welburn's is Southern Oregon's suppressor headquarters, stocking models from Silencer Code, Dead Air, Griffin Armament, Rugged, Q, Thunderbeast, and many more. And we can order practically any suppressor on the market. Check in with us for monthly incentives to save on suppressors, too. Come see the suppressor experts. Welburn's Weapons on Crater Lake Highway, just south of White City.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your one-stop accessory and protection shop, offering quality products like Lydex spray-on bedliners, undercoating, and truck, Jeep, and SUV accessories. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority is now your premier source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products. So what are you waiting for? Stop on by and get prepared for your next adventure. They're located at 4840 Airway Drive, just off Vilas Road in Central Point. Oregon Trunk and Auto Authority. Your department of adventure.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
I gotta tell you, American Industrial Door, those people are just stellar. They ended up putting a garage door on my home. Gosh, is it going back about 7 years? 7 years? What a difference. You know, I'll go around the neighborhood and I'll see everybody else's doors, and they're kind of old, right? There's something about an old garage door that is just so tiring. On the way it looks, and you put in a nice new shiny door with nice clear windows. I just can't say enough good things. Great sponsor. By the way, the sponsors we have on our show, you want to support Talk Radio, you deal with these people, these locally owned and operated businesses that we're so proud to be associated with, and just mention that. It's good to have them on. Let me talk with John. John, you wanted to talk about something that you're hearing all the time and it irritates you. That's why it's called Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. So go ahead.
Yes, I hear it referred to as Biden's 8 to 10 million illegals just probably every day. And the thing that irritates me about it is that conveniently the other 20 or 30 million that are already here are just kind of forgotten about.
Just kind of happened, right? Just sort of happened, yeah. And nothing can be done.
Yeah, I could see that being used as a cover story to allow the other 20 or 30 million or how many there are just to stay here. And I think that's a little bit of a short memory about they talk about Trump having completely closed the border down. He did much better, but it's still a big problem even during Trump's presidency.
Even during Trump, there was still some getting through. The got-throughs got, you know, certainly reduced a lot. And there has been so little political will about this. And honestly here, John, you hate to put it this way, but it's very clear that there is just open hostility to the Native American population, the Native-born population of America. There's just absolutely no doubt about that. So it they're kind of losing. Well, they've already lost their legitimacy, have they not, really, in the grand scheme of things?
I would say so, and mm-hmm. I agree with you completely about that. I guess what inspired me to call you today, I heard Ron, who's one of my favorite callers, talk about the 8 to 10 million. And I hear lots of other people that are definitely on our side about things. Convenient, just I don't know why they forget about the all the others. But and the thing about self-deporting, the whole story about the illegals coming over here, they're not walking cross-country from the Mexican border a few thousand miles. They're getting open help from government agencies, non-government agencies in Central America and South America.
Well, Lutheran Services is one big one here in the United States, along with yeah. a lot of other NGOs. They, you know, essentially get taxpayer money to replace the population or to augment the population. Maybe that's what how we
that's
should refer
right.
to it.
You see a few thousand people walking down a road in Mexico. And you look at, do you believe that each one of those persons paid a coyote $5,000 to $10,000? I know that didn't happen.
All right.
I know I have family that live in South America, my wife's side of the family, and they'd be hard pressed to come up with $500. And they're middle class. So.
And that's why it's an orchestrated takedown of sorts. And that's why, you know, there are times that even President Trump is not as emphatic about it enough as I would wish. He would be, but I guess there are just, you know, I've been going to these Federation for American Immigration Reform retreats here, these broadcasts in D.C. for years. I think we're going to have one this year. And it just gets to the point where we're so focused on the illegal aspect of it. One part of it that we still haven't really touched on here, John, is what is the actual right level of immigration that should be allowed, period, in the United States of America in order to... Well, help the people. What do we actually need, truly need? No, not what does Facebook want. What does, you know, what does the country actually need? And that's where exactly. we should be starting with it. And because they're still taking 2, 3, 4 million a year legally in addition to the millions that have been coming through illegally. And it's a big deal. Appreciate the call. Thanks for making it, okay? 770-5633, Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. And we go to line 2. Good morning. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, it's Calling from the Iron Gate, it's Joel.
Hey, Joel, how are you this morning, and what's on your mind? I think you were calling about, you were talking about physical things that could be done to actually help alleviate some of the problems. Were you kind of in agreement with Captain Bill Simpson or something else in your mind?
I totally agree with Captain Bill Simpson, and we're talking redo what they undone. But we got to slow down this sediment flowing down the river. For one, they're taking down Copco 1, which is dynamiting the hell out of it. And the Iron Gate Dam is basically 99% still there. They just blew a hole through the bottom to let it out like a funnel in a tub. Now, if they plug that up, we can at least slow down the dispersion downriver. And once...
In other words, you're saying re-cork it, in other words.
Yeah, re-cork
right?
it. And then the water we do let out, we need to stretch like cyclone fencing across the river, say every 100 feet. And in front of the cyclone fencing, we put like 1/4 inch initially in the first screen, and then 3/16 and then 1/8 inch. And then we have excavators with vacuums on it to sweep the sediment that's slurging down from the walls.
First things first, though, the state of California and Oregon, we have to get together and decide they want to do that. You know that, right? It's not going to be just Siskiyou County.
Cutting into my dream.
I know. A fella can dream, right? Sorry. Okay. Take some melatonin. Go back to sleep. Just teasing you, okay? All right? All right. We'll see. Thanks, Joel. Let's do some emails of the day. Emails of the day are sponsored by Central Point Family Dentistry and Dr. Steve Nelson. It's next to the new Mazatlan Mexican restaurant in Central Point. Freeman Way, I think, is where that is. And nice, well-established practice. My dentist, okay? And they have so many positive reviews. Check that out. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Bet your neighbors are already going there. Give it a try, okay? CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Ira Edwards writes me this morning, Bill, two books were mentioned in the last hour, and I have both. G. Van Fleet, Mao's America, A Survivor's Warning, Yeonami Park, In Order to Live, A North Korean Girl's Journey to Freedom. She grew up under the oppression of the Great Leap Forward. Her comparison of that with modern USA is very enlightening. Yeonami experienced great danger and difficulty to find freedom. Both books are vital reading to understand the culture and politics. Ira, I really appreciate the suggestion. I'm a voracious reader, and I'm going to do my best to get both of those, okay? Dale from Medford writes, Bill, it would seem to me that the term woke is the wrong word for these people. Cooked would be a much better word to describe them, as their brains have been a bit overheated. Dale, make me laugh about that. Pat K. writes, Bill, about illegal aliens and ID. Might be kind of difficult to send them back to where they came from, Bill. It's well known that the invaders are advised to drop passport and ID before they cross the border. Ben Berquam from One America's Voice has covered the border since the beginning of the invasion and has reported this. By the way, have you seen this article about Tyson closing the plant in Kansas, letting go of citizen workers with plans to hire 42,000 illegals? Just forwarded the article to you. Haven't had a chance to read it yet, but I will, okay? And thank you so much. And finally, let's see. This is one from John Birkebeil. John had an interesting take on this one. And he says, Bill, I don't usually use comedy a whole lot, but given the dark times we're currently living in, it seems I should give it a try. And let's use a narrative that we've been pounded with for a while after the rollout of the experimental COVID jabs to mock some of the sinister plans being pushed by the Democrat Party and our globalist technocratic elite. It seems that there's one thing the establishment can't stand. It's being mocked. So here we go. One, the Jackson County for All / Josephine County charter change schemes. Safe and effective for democracy. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Safe and effective. They're having a meeting in Roosh tonight, by the way, John. I hope some people show up to counter them. Gun control, safe and effective for public health. CBDCs, safe and effective for government tracking your own money and how you spend it. EVs for all, electric tanks for the military's ban on gas stoves. Safe and effective for the climate. Consumption of fake meat, frankenfood, bugs. Safe and effective for human health and the planet. Net zero, climate change agenda, shutting down small farms. Safe and effective for the planet. A second term for President Joe Biden. Safe and effective for democracy. for our democracy. Pardon me. That's great. The ongoing Ukraine war, also known as proxy war against Russia, safe and effective for the Ukraine democracy. The WHO Global Pandemic Treaty, safe and effective for global health. So just put safe and effective next to all of it, right? He has about 20 more. I think I'm going to put that on my show blog today here, John. Appreciate you emailing bill@billmeyershow.com. Wheels up Wednesday tomorrow. And thank you so much for your listenership. Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins are coming up in a matter of seconds. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is Bicoastal Media's KMED and KMED HD1 Eagle Point, Medford, and KCMD Grants Pass.
It's 9 o'clock at KMED.